Today, Dr. Herbert Bailey continues with It's the Little Things.
You got to believe God's going to make it happen. Say it with me. Say, God's going to make it happen. Okay. The New Living Translation of that verse says the smallest fan will become 1,000 people and the tiniest group will become a mighty nation. At the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. I was saying to Pastor Marcia earlier this week, and I shared the same thing with somebody who came up to me today. They were believing God, I believe, for a job. The job didn't come through. But I had just said this to Pastor Marcia. I said, in my life, everything that I really, really thought I wanted that I didn't get, God has something better. And I look back now and thank God I didn't get it. Y'all act like y'all ain't on Facebook and you ain't seen your old boyfriend. You act like you ain't seen your high school sweetheart who you were so upset that it broke up. You look at that picture and you fall out. Hey! You come to and say, hey! Oh, Jesus. Oh, you've been good. You've been good. I could have been stuck with that. Oh, but God, you've been good to me. Hey! Woo, you get the electricity in your hand. Hey! Oh, you delivered me, Jesus. I done seen some of my old girlfriends on Facebook. I wouldn't even tell Pastor Marcy to be my girlfriend. I said, I just know this girl right here, isn't it? You know, you're ashamed. You're ashamed to say you used to go with him. Yeah, man, I should know her. She changed. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? You act like you can't identify what I'm saying. I got to make this thing real practical for you. A lot of stuff you thought you had, you need to thank God you didn't get it. You need to thank God that God did not manifest all your selfish prayers. Years ago, if you would go to our family, to our fellowship hall, and the parking lot there between our fellowship hall in the back and our Epic Now building, behind that wooden fence there, there's a building. It's a daycare center there. When we started, I tried to get that building. And we had about $3,000 a month. The church wasn't paying me anything, so any money we had, it could go towards the building. And I was working at the time, and I tried to get that building. And so I went to the man, and I offered him. He said, "Well, I need $3,700 a month for that building." "Can we work this?" Because I knew I was in increase mode. Though your beginning was small, your latter end will greatly increase. I said, "Can you give it to us for $1,000 a month, and then we increase it every 6 months?" Because I just believe God's going to increase our ministry, right? He said, No, I can't do it. And so I said, "Okay, I'll give you $2,000. He said, No. And I kept trying. And then I said, "Listen, I'll give it to $3,000. Right? He said, "No, if you don't want it." I said, "How much you want?" I said, "I'll give you $3,700 for it." Now, we didn't have $3,700 a month. Now I'm in presumption. That ain't faith. That's presumption. That's you making a bill and now asking God to come through. See, that's what some of y'all be trying to do. Well, God said he supplied all my need. He know I need to pay this bill. No, you're trying to back God in a corner and now say, "God bless this mess that I made," because you didn't ask him in the beginning. Been there, done that. I said, "Charge up credit cards and then go pray about it." And say, "Now, Lord, you know. You said you supply and you know I need to pay these people before they call me." That's foolishness. And so then the man, because he made me mad. He said, "You know what?" He said, "You little churches are, I want to find that man today. I really do want to find that man." He said, you little churches are a dime a dozen. Every time I turn around, another little church starting. You only want the building. I don't want a church in there." Tell that man I'm looking for him. Don't remember his name. I saw this banker. I was banking with First Citizens. And the first loan I ever tried to get was $5,000 for that Cadillac Continental that I used to have. The struts had gone out in the front. That link got, and we used to ride, and the front of the car would do like this here. All the young people said, man, that's pretty cool. That's cool, man. Hey. You know, because they were doing that on the rap video. I wasn't trying to do that. My car was broke. We took that car from here to Charlotte one time. Pastor Marshall said, oh, I feel seasick. Got motion sickness. They're like, but I tried to get a $5,000 loan. The woman made me come back with it. She said she wanted a business plan for the church. I gave her a business plan. She wanted co-signers. I gave her, our co-signer was the vice president for Colonial Life. He was our first treasurer. And then I realized that woman didn't want to give us a loan. Okay, I went through all that. They said, I'm not going to be able to do it. I was so mad at that woman. I saw that woman a little while ago. I said, God bless you. Sometimes you gotta speak in tongues to keep from speaking out of tongues. You know what I'm saying? Because she despised me. Because she despised me. And I wanted that building so bad. I'm so glad God didn't give us that building. Because I would have been struggling every month over a building. And a building is nothing without people. A house is not, come on now. You see, because a chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But a house is not a home. If there's no one there to hold you tight and no one to say goodnight. Sometimes we just got stuff. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. You didn't give me everything I prayed for when I prayed those selfish prayers. That's the Lord. You look at somebody else who got them now. You say, child, I feel sorry for you. Thank you. Hey, that could have been me. If it wasn't for the grace of God, then you break out like the president. Yes, sir. God grace kept you. Come on, y'all. Stick to the message now. I only got a couple more minutes. God said, I will perform it. Look, he said in Luke 6:60-22, New Living Translation, I'll perform it at the right time. Everybody say the right time. See, because God has a time to bless you. And it's not always in your time. It's when he knows you're ready for the blessing. The question has been asked, can you stand to be blessed? Because there's a different, come on now. There's a different type of warfare that come with being blessed than it come with not having manifestation of the blessing. There's a devil for every level. But there's also an angel for every level. And there's always going to be more with us than with them. But you got to be ready for the spiritual warfare that comes with a certain level of blessing. Are you hearing me? Because after you obtain, now you got to maintain. A lot of people, this is so good. You use all your faith you had and borrowed some to obtain. And now you have nothing left to maintain what you obtained. And I'm not even talking about financial. I'm talking about the faith. I'm talking about the spiritual fortitude. I'm talking about the strength to do the warfare, to maintain what you obtain. You wanted to be married so bad. I want a husband. I want a wife. You about to cuss out your next friend who dare ask you again to be a bridesmaid. Let me tell you something. You can take your bridesmaid offer. Do something with your... I ain't being nobody's bridesmaid no more. And if I do, pick out one of these dresses I already got in the closet.
ain't buying no more new dresses. It better match one of these.
You want to be mad. Believe God for a husband. Believe God for a wife. And the first thing that comes, you ready to run. Because you don't have the spiritual fortitude it takes to fight the good fight of faith for your marriage. And you won't have to fight the good fight of faith. Are you hearing me here? I had a woman tell me one time early in, we had just got married. She said, she was, you know, I kept seeing her look at me on the bus. I was taking the bus. We have one car. All you told me, you can't make it without two cars. We have one car, and I was taking the bus to work. And this girl kept looking at me. She kept smiling at me. How are you? And I would get on the bus. She watched me from the time I get on the bus. All the time. And one day she said, can we have lunch or something? I said, I'm married. I said, can't you see I'm married? She said, watch this. Scared the bejeebus out of me. Scared the Hades out of me. This was a different day. I grew up in a church. I didn't know people this bold. So I said, you see, I'm married. She said, I didn't say I'm interested in your wife. I'm interested in you. Help, Jesus! See, because when you hear that kind of stuff, ain't no excuse. See, in your mind, you say, well, hey, you know, I told her. See? Are you ready to fight the good fight of faith to stay faithful to your wife? You looking out, you don't see nobody else but him. He's so fine. You can't smell his breath stink. You don't smell none of that. Because love has blinded your nose. You don't see what other people see. You don't see he don't have no teeth. Because you're too busy kissing them. This mess went a whole other way than today. They ain't sleeping on this one. So busy kissing, you don't smell his breath, and you don't see he got no teeth. Everybody else telling you, but you don't see it. And then you get married, you see everybody. Where you been all my life? I could have had, no, you got to fight the good fight of faith for your marriage. Amen. Watch it. The Lord told me to quit my job and live by faith. Hold up, we got a problem. Because you ain't been living by faith on your job. Don't try to live by faith without a job. You got to live by faith right now. Hey, come on now. Every now and then I've told our employees, y'all know we live by faith here. We got to believe these folks. If these folks are bringing tithes and offerings in here, we just going to be the volunteer ministry. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You got to, right where you are, you got to walk by faith and master faith. This is so good. At the level where you are right now. You got to believe God. Come on now. You got to believe God. You can keep that little four-cylinder car filled. Before you tell me, I want a new S550. I want an S550 Mercedes with the AMG package. I'm telling you, it just don't look right. It don't look right for you pulling up with a Range Rover and a 2014 Mercedes. And then you don't even have a debit card. Because they don't let you put nothing out on there. And you walk in there, tell me, how much gas you want? $2.50. It just don't look right with that car. You don't get no Mercedes and then pull up there with $2.50 worth of gas. You just let anybody see, I ain't ready. Look at your neighbor, say, master faith right where you are. It starts in little things. So God said, I'm going to do it at the right time. I'm going to do it. So don't despise the day of small beginning. God told Zerubbabel in Zechariah, the fourth chapter, and verse 10. For who hath despised the day of small beginnings? He said, don't despise the day of small beginnings. Growth and increase is going to take place in your life little by little. Get excited that you started. You wonder, you look at some people spiritually, and I mean, some of you may look at me and say, man, I wish I knew the Bible like Pastor Bailey. And at least he knew it was in Genesis. I don't even know where Genesis is. And we can tell y'all don't know your Bible. I say Genesis, and you back over here, over all the way on the right side of the Bible going, it ain't even close on this side. Genesis is over here. Okay. Well, how am I going to learn the word? How am I going to know how to pray like that? It happens little by little. Every time you come into church, you're increasing. Every time you sit under the word, more faith is coming. Because faith comes. I hear him talk about that. I'm just trying to believe God to pay my rent. Well, that's all right. You're going to be able to master that thing. And then you're not going to sweat about your rent. I said, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but he don't mind. It's too late anyway. But my son, my son Tyler, he started his own law firm. And so I helped him get started. I bought all the furniture for his office. I paid his first month. I'm finally telling him. He assumed I did it. I think I paid his first month rent for his office and all that. Helped him get it started. Look at your neighbor and say, you would do it if you could. You would do it if you could. Don't get mad. Okay. Help get started. So I paid his first month. I bought him all his furniture, decorated his office, and all that kind of stuff, all the office equipment that he needed. And he was off to a start. And then, since then, you know, he got to earn his money. He got to believe God for clients, got to believe God for increase and all that. And he called us up at the beginning of this month. He said, Dad, you had told us, I bought this new furniture set. You had told me that when we got ready to buy this furniture set that I wasn't trying to bother you, but this month is looking like I may need. I said, son. No, he said, I got everything for this month. He said, next month is looking like. I said, but we in the beginning of this month. You ought to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. And y'all know what I'm talking about? Because some of y'all, you ain't worried about next month. You still worry about this month. Some of y'all is almost next month, but some of y'all still trying to pay this month's rent. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you. Yeah. So I said, well, I was going to take care. And I made a transfer and gave him some money. And then he said, let me talk to mom. That's what we got to talk to mom about. He said, well, she had told me. I said, boy, leave your mom alone. He said, should I just trust God? I said, exactly. I said, why are you worried about next month? Why are you worried about next month and you're not even through this month? See, you don't need finishing grace until you get started. Are you following me? And then throughout the month, he's been calling me and he got unexpected clients. Some of them didn't even speak English, but he became, and then won the case for him. And then y'all know the judge called him in. The judge called him in and said, you know, you can have a whole bunch of clients now. Just like them. They don't, none of them may speak English, but that's going to be your clients. You did a good job, Mr. Bailey. Here they come now. And then he began to call me. He tell me about this one and that one. And some of them were spontaneous cases. Some were somebody needed a lawyer to show up in court the next day. Well, they got to pay today. And things just started happening. Why? Because I said, stop worrying. Come on now. You got to work your faith right now. Why are you worried about next month? The Bible, know how you start? You start believing God. Give us this day our daily bread. If he did it today, he'll do it tomorrow. If he do it on Monday, then I'll believe God for Tuesday. That's how you start off. You start working your little faith in the little things, and it grows to bigger faith in bigger things. Now, just by what he told me, I told Pastor Marcus, I said, he made so many $1,000 this month from what he told me. In the beginning, he didn't see any money coming in. But God is faithful. Now, watch this. See, and some of you say you want to work for yourself. It's a whole nother level of faith to believe God for your own money rather than believe God that Mr. Johnny, he's going to pay you. Mr. Charlie. My uncle used to say Mr. Charlie. Oh, I'm sorry. We won't work for Mr. Charlie, Mr. John anymore. Okay. Yeah. Mr. Charlie. Yeah. But God want to bless you that you be self-sufficient. And you're self-sufficient when you learn how to work your faith. The just shall live by his faith. So don't despise the day of small things. Let me finish with this, with these couple of scriptures here. I'll just go with this one. And my time is up. Go to Exodus 23. That's in here. When the children of Israel came into the promised land. Remember he had told them? He had told Abraham, I'm going to give you all this land. I'm going to give you the land of the Hittites, the Canaanites, mosquito bites, the termites, the Jebusites. Mosquito bites, snake bites, termites, all the ites. He said, I'm going to give you all that land. But as they got, when they got into the land, God, as they get ready to go into the land, God puts an addendum on it. God put an addendum on all the blessings he's going to give them. He says in Exodus 23, verse 28, he said, I'm going to send hornets before you. They're going to drive out the Hittites. He said, you won't even have to fight them. I'm going to send a hornet and the hornet is going to chase them out. Don't y'all run from hornets. God said, I'm going to let the hornets do the job for you. He's going to drive out the Hittites, the Hivites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites from before thee. Verse 29, he said, and I'm going to drive them out from before. He said, look, I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year. God said, I'm going to do it, but it may not happen in 1 year. Y'all been saved for 5 minutes talking about where's Jesus. I've been saved a whole year and I still got debt. I've been saved for 6 months and I still got to live by faith. Well, you're always going to have to live by faith. And so God said, I'm going to start you off small. I'm not going to drive them out from you in 1 year. Lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against you. Watch this. God said, I'm not going to give you more land than you can handle right now. I'm not going to give you more. I'm not going to give you a vision and a dream and manifest that thing, as Pastor Mark said, and that dream and that vision drive you crazy. If it's from me, I'm going to give you the grace. And I'm going to keep you in perfect peace. If you just keep your mind stayed on me. He says, not going to happen in 1 year. Look, somebody say, may not happen in 1 year. Lest the land become desolate and the beasts multiply against thee. He said, I don't want there to be more bears, lions and tigers and bears, oh my, in the land than you have people. So as you increase, as your families increase, I'm going to give you more. Are y'all listening to me? So you want a 6,000 square foot house now just for you. God said, I tell you what, when your family increase and you need it, I'll increase you with it. It's going to be based upon your assignment. It's going to be based upon your need and then based upon the faith that you have, that you operate from level to level, from level to level, from grace to grace, from here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. Look what he says. Verse 30, by little and what? Little, I'm going to drive him out from before you until you be increased. And then you're going to inherit the land. So watch this. So you got to see God bless you in the little. In Mark, the fourth chapter, Jesus talked about the soul, sows the word. And then the scripture says, he says, the word of God says that the kingdom of God is as a man would sow seed in the ground. He says, and he sows the seed. And then he goes to sleep. Look, somebody say, go to sleep. Tell, but not right now, not right now, not right now, not right now. When he says, go to sleep. He means you sow your seed and you stop worrying about it. You stop trying to make something happen. You cannot pull harvest up out the ground. In your attempt to pull harvest out the ground, you're going to pull a seed out the ground. You're going to pull a root out the ground. He says, so just sow your seed, even though it's little, even though it's a grain of mustard seed, sow it, go to sleep. He said, rise night and day, and then it grows. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. First the blade. You can't go cut that off yet. We can't have the 4th of July cookout with just the blade. The ear got to come in there. And then it got to be big enough ear, because you don't just want to eat in one bite. You won't be able to go up and down. You know how we do, put the butter in there, go up and down. It got to be full ear. He said, then the full corn in the ear. And then You get the sickle and you get your harvest.
Sometimes we may despise our humble beginnings or neglect the things that seem insignificant. But every big ending started small. When your life looks ideal, it may be easy to forget the simple prayer it took to bring you out of depression. Maybe you hate going back to the small town you grew up in. Now that you live in the big city, Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey encourage you to never lose sight of the little things in this transforming series. Order these resources today for your love gift of $15 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to writedirection.info. Ask for It's the Little Things. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.